This is a very important event in the life of a soul that's making a journey, ultimately a journey back to Krishna. Most people in this world have not a clue what the purpose of life is, what the journey is about. In St. Louis, just before coming here, it was Friday evening, there was about 40 students, mostly young American undergraduate students. And there was one slide in the middle of the presentation where it was taken from Back to Godhead, an illustration of a person with his back to you, looking at one side, birth, child and an embryo. The other side was death, and in between was a space. And that space is called life. Question, there was a space by the side of the picture where when you look at this, on this side is birth and that side is death, and what goes in the middle? What are the questions that you ask? I was looking carefully at the faces of the students. Mostly it was blank. Because modern education is training people up information. So they're waiting for the information. They're waiting for the question and the answer to the question if they can get an A in their exam. On paper, but not an A in the exam of life. So there was one young couple, it turned out they're graduate students. They were very attentive, so I went afterwards and spoke with them. I said, I just want to compliment you. You were very attentive throughout the whole presentation. And so the young man introduced himself and said, I'm a graduate student of philosophy. I'm a teacher here at the university. And my wife, she's a sociology research worker and teacher also. And out of the whole presentation, that slide grabbed me the most. He said, because when I was growing up, no one ever encouraged to ask those questions, and I became a freshman in college. And the freshman philosophy teacher spent the whole semester asking us those questions. And we couldn't just like wait for the, you know, to give the right information. He wanted us to ask those questions and find our answers. And I thought, wow, this is great. So then he asked me, did you see when you were speaking on these points that the students were alert or not? It was very clear they weren't alert. They weren't just waiting for the prasadam either. They were, because they didn't know about prasadam. They're not trained up yet. They didn't come in 5 minutes before the program was over. They were there at the beginning. but not the light wasn't on. They weren't eager to search out the answer to such questions. So this event is for those who are eager to search out those questions. Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam. Jigyasu, inquisitiveness into the Shreya Uttama. Shreya Uttama, the topmost benefit. Tasmat Guru Prapadyeka Jigyasu Shreya Uttama. It is enjoying. One requires a spiritual master if one is inquisitive into understanding the ultimate purpose. Then there was another dialogue with this relates to the topic. Another student said, "Social change, I really like what you're talking about. Social, that's what grabbed it. Social change. But how do you do it? Because, you know, I've got all these ideas about social change, but people don't want to change." And I also, I don't blame them, you know, if somebody comes along and says, "I got the answer." And they don't want to hear anything about what my thoughts are. I go, you know, just, you know, say yes. How do you, you know, sincere, not inquiring into Jigyasu Shreya Uttama, just like how do you change people? So I gave him a short answer. I said, service and purity. Just serve. Not with motive. Not like, you want to change people. Like, who are you to want to change people? But just serve. And when there's purity, the place that you'll come from is just wanting to, if they're so inclined, if there's some, they trust, you don't have a motive other than trying to serve, and there's some purity inside your heart, they'll want to find out what that purity is. They'll come across that bridge to something that's better. Brahmanda Pramite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Vai Bhakti Lata Beej. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing the journey of the living entity. Wandering and wandering from the higher planets down to the lower planets and in between planets and all over the universe within this Brahmanda. Brahmanda Pramite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev. One may become fortunate. Krishna is Bhagavan, and one who gets the association of Bhagavan is Bhagyavan. One becomes fortunate. Guru Krishna Prasadehai Bhakti Lata Beej, in the form of the seed of devotion. In one sense, the seed of devotion is already within us. And the seed, just like a seed that's dormant, can stay dormant a long time. Just put it in a jar and put it on the shelf and it can stay for a lifetime. But then that same seed that's dormant can be sprouted by putting the seed in some moisture, exposed to sunlight, and it will start to sprout. Create the proper medium and it will sprout. So the dormant seed for love for Krishna is already within us. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhita Bhama Shravanadi, beginning with hearing and then chanting and then remembering and so forth, the processes of bhakti, shravanadi, shuddha chitte. One's consciousness can become shuddha, purified. And those who have become bhagyavan, very fortunate, then they've received this means of awakening, our dormant Krishna consciousness. That means of awakening, our dormant Krishna consciousness, most prominently is the chanting of the holy name. And so there's a number of devotees here who have been bhagyavan, fortunate, to receive the chanting of the holy name and taken it very seriously. Prabhupada described in one lecture that I was attending, and I repeated it many times because it had a very profound effect. Prabhupada said, this process of chanting Hare Krishna is open for everybody. Anyone and everyone, without qualification, can chant the holy name. But initiation is for those who are serious. Some will come, they'll chant Hare Krishna and go away. Still there's benefit because they chanted Hare Krishna. But those initiation are for those who are this Jigyasu Shrey Uttama. So I want to spend a little bit of time on how to get that Shreya Uttama from chanting of the holy name. Narottam Das Thakur describes that these chanting of the holy name is nothing other than the sending of the whole spiritual world. Golokera Premadana Hari Nama Sankirtana. The chanting of the holy name is directly the whole of the spiritual world, because when we chant Krishna's name, Krishna is present. And when Krishna is present, the whole spiritual world is present. It's not just Krishna. Okay, Radha and Krishna. But where Radha and Krishna are, where's Radha and Krishna without Govardhan Hill and the Jamuna River and Keshidantam, Angshivadam, the forests of Vrindavan? The whole spiritual world is there, just from Hare Krishna. But he then says, Ratina, I have no attraction. Ratina Janilo Kenetai. Why is it? I have no attraction. It's such a wonderful thing. And look on the other side, what's the alternative? Blazing, burning fire of material existence day and night. And I don't take the medicine. I'm given the medicine to get free from that condition. I don't take it. How unfortunate. How fortunate, but how unfortunate. Like Mahaprabhu describes, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti Satrapita Niyamajak Smarane Nakala Etadrishi Tavakripa Bhagavan Amati Dur Daivam Idrisha Mahajani Nanuraga. Same message, no attraction. I know what the glories of the holy name are. I'll recite them for you. Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nijasat. Krishna, you have so kindly made approach to you so easy. You have so many names, Krishna and Govinda, and each and every one of these names you invested all of your transcendental potencies. And how many transcendental potencies does Krishna have? Inconceivable. Lord Brahma says, we heard this last night, he said to Krishna, maybe someday there's a scientist that can count every atom in existence, or every snowflake, every grain of sand that exists. Maybe they can do that. But they'll never find a limit to your transcendental potencies. And all of Krishna's transcendental potencies are invested in each and every one of his names. And he has no hard and fast rules. Any fool. Anybody off the street. There's no qualification needed. You don't need a certificate. Just please Jim. And I understand all these things, but how unfortunate. I'm Bhagyavan. I become fortunate to receive this which awakens the seed of love of God, and I have no attraction. Nanarama. Very sad. So, the chanting of the holy name, the commentary of Acharyas says, it's because we make offenses when we're chanting the holy name. And so we have no attraction. So one should carefully guard against offenses so we can overcome that no attraction problem. So receiving good fortune and even having good knowledge, they're both wonderful, but alone they're not enough for this Shreya Uttama, if we're inquisitive, for the ultimate benefit. And those that are being initiated, and those that are initiated, this is the mandate for us to be very eager, more than inquisitive, wanting to experience that loving relationship with Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes like this, that there are stages in chanting with quality. And when the stage of chanting with quality becomes very nice, there's this eagerness to be with Krishna. But in the earlier stage, I don't have any attraction. I'm chanting because I have some prescribed rounds to finish. But my mind is elsewhere. And as soon as I finish my rounds, then it's move on to the other things that are really important for me to do. And while I'm chanting, I'm meditating on those important things I have to do. So this is inattention while chanting. And according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, this is the root of all offenses. Because if we understood what the nature of the holy name, if we really understood the nature of the holy name, we wouldn't be inattentive. One time, well, maybe it was more than one time, but the local alderman came to visit. And there was this little, reception for him in the lobby, and brought him in and spoke at the microphone. It was twice, because one time was at the passing of Mother Teresa. I think it was him. Some person. So everyone was very attentive. That's to, a local guy. Not personality of Godhead. Why is it we don't have attraction for the personality of Godhead? He's so loving. He's so wonderful. And so forth. He's our most dear friend. We become so prone to material attraction. So, for the devotees being initiated, it's the commitment is to the vows are for chanting of the holy name, prescribed number of times per day. And vows are not to be broken. Just hearing Prabhupada. When I was taking lunch today, Prabhupada was describing, those who take vows, they promise before the deity, before the spiritual master, I will and I will not. And they don't follow, he said. Then don't take vows. Take vows that you mean to keep, and keep them. But the prescribed chanting, how will one continue throughout your whole lifetime doing something that you have no taste for? Have to develop taste. You won't be able to continue something your whole life. To develop taste, there has to be some sincere effort to reach the fullness of what the chanting of the holy name means. It's, say it the other way. Initiation is for those who are Jikyasu Shreya Uttama. Shravde Karecha Nishinatam Brahmani Upashrama Ashrayam. The same as in the Vedas, this position of humility. Trinnadapi Sunichena. Our false sense of importance, of worldly distinction of some kind or another, is a great inhibitor for spiritual progress, for chanting the holy name with great attention. So, taking rather the position of humble service, because scripture teaches that's who we are. We're humble, we're little, we're constitutionally servants. So, just accepting our true identity as humble servants and simply serving, without any want, without any expectation, just serve. Ideally, serve Krishna's desires. I'll share this with you. Last night, they had this nice function, Radha Krishna Fest. The last event was the aarti for the deity. And I was with a big, beautiful color picture that maybe Murari took. A big blow-up of Kishore Kishori, framed. Beautiful, beautiful picture. Is that your picture? You'll take credit. Beautiful picture. And there were all these, however many people were there, large number of people, just chanting Krishna's name and dancing. That 2-3 years ago, most of those persons there knew nothing about Krishna. And now they're, even it's for some of them, too far away to come to see Kishore Kishore. Kishore Kishore is coming to them in the form of their picture and smiling. So many people singing, trying, undergoing some training to come to the position of pure devotional service through the medium of the service of many of you who are here. The initiation is to make that commitment. In addition to continuing for the rest of your life to chant the holy name, to do so, to fulfill that, striving to become pure. And many of you, some are from some far distant places, but many of you are local and will have some opportunity to directly, at Brahminical initiation, serve Kishore Kishori. Because we're here by their mercy. I'm here by their mercy. Although I didn't start my Krishna consciousness here in Chicago, but a lot of my service in the last number of years has been in Chicago, and it's by their mercy. So if they're served very nicely with purity, we'll become happy, because they'll be happy by that effort of pure service. And if we can focus our attention like that, to chant the holy name, where we're experiencing our relationship with Krishna, this attentive inattentiveness, is to be like with another person, you're being inattentive. Like, you know, they come to see you. You invite them to come to see you. They sit down, and you're occupied with something else. They're like, you know, excuse me, but I came to see you. Yeah, well, I'm busy right now. I've got a couple of things I've got to take care of. What is it, huh? Anyway? Oh, yeah, you have a problem. Common language is rude. But we're inviting Krishna, and inattentive is an offense. It's the root of offenses, and the antidote is be attentive. Be present with the holy name. Be in our relationship, or appeal to Krishna There's this nice prayer by one of the, by Gopal Guru Goswami, we were reciting at our japa retreat. Krishna, please accept me. Krishna, please accept me in your service. And he's calling us saying, please come to me. And we're saying back, if there's sincerity, please accept me. It's not a contradiction. It's the proper humility that we need to have to be in Krishna's service. He wants us. But we're stubborn, reluctant, and inattentive. Even he's inviting us. And we're calling him, and he comes in the form of his holy name. So the duty of the initiated first initiates is to try sincerely every day to live your life in such a way that this pure chanting of the holy name is something that you can experience in this lifetime. Experience, receive that mercy. Strive every day. Frame your life in that way. So it includes all of you. Don't offend the devotees and don't consider the chanting, the glories of the chanting of the holy name to be exaggeration or minimize the authority of the scriptures and so on. So that you can be present with the holy name fully and be free from this offensive mentality and experience the mercy of Krishna. And briefly, the second initiates. Even greater responsibility Prabhupada placed upon those who were twice initiated. I've narrated this before, but it's worth repeating it. One time Prabhupada was visiting in New York, and devotees had come from all over the country to see him, but also to receive initiation. At the time, Gunagrahi Maharaj was the temple president in San Diego. He had brought something like, it was either 7 or 8 devotees for second initiation. I could stretch the story out, but I'll make it short. 3 times, Prabhupada called him in and said, are you sure that these are persons who will stay and be strict in their practices of Krishna consciousness? And he said, well, yes, I would have, you know, I brought them all the way here from San Diego so they could, because I'm sure. Some half an hour passed, and Prabhupada called them in again. Are you sure? Like, maybe Prabhupada knows it's something that I'm not thinking about, except by some of these people. So he, you know, scrutinized and went back in and told Prabhupada, I'm sure. Another hour passed. Are you sure? Called his GBC, and, you know, asked all the senior devotees, and yes, Prabhupada, I'm sure. Want to guess how many are still practicing Krishna consciousness? Not a one. But that's how serious Prabhupada took the second initiation. It means, you know, the services that each of us who have that responsibility should execute that responsibility very carefully. And worshipping the deity is one of those services, and that means being pure inside and outside to approach the deity and speak the message of pure devotional service. But what's speaking the message of pure devotional service if we're not living that message of pure devotional service? That's a great responsibility. Those of you who are taking second initiation, and those that are guiding you in your spiritual life, have examined very carefully that quality is there, that sincerity is there. Tests going down the road will also be there, and remain steadfast and stay pure, so that the example will be there and the worship of the deity will be pure. And Kishore Kishore, you'll be very pleased. and with their pleas, the blessings go upon all their devotees. Prabhupada said like this in New York, when the worship of the deity is done very nicely, the whole temple benefits. Conversely, if the worship of the deity is not being done nicely, the whole temple suffers. But just that one service of serving the deity nicely affects everybody, positively or negatively. And so in your homes, you may have deities. Worship your deity in home very nicely, so your family will benefit. And those that come to visit your home will also benefit, because there'll be purity within you, and the pleasure of the deity will go to others. And if we think differently about the deity, or think differently about the holy name, or think differently about the scripture, then we better look more deeply at what our practices are, and what our convictions are, and what our association is. If they're proper, then benefit will go to all who you come in contact with, but especially Vaishnava means Brahmana. So it's not just these five, they're on the hot seat and everybody else can relax. We're all, as Vaishnava, supposed to come to that standard by our Vaishnava practices in due course of time, by taking shelter of the bona fide process. Will qualify us to be intimately connected like that with the Holy Scripture and the deity form of the Lord and ideal character. So those are three big responsibilities, and you're being accepted, awarded this minimal initiation to fulfill those purposes, be beacons for the rest of society. If the brahminical class is not at that standard, then it hurts the whole society. And when the brahminical class is to that standard, it benefits the whole society. And once again, we're all to come to that standard by sincere application of devotional service. So, end with that, and invite some of the initiates, a couple at a time. I think we'll start with Arvind and Priya. Come and offer obeisances before Prabhupada. Those of you who are from Chicago, mostly everybody's here from Chicago, some are from other places. Arvind and Priya are living in Boston. Together with his wife, they're conducting a program at MIT. He finished his graduate studies at Penn State. They're leading a group of students preaching there, and still continues to stay in touch with them and does meaningful service at the temple and does so many things to help spread Krishna consciousness. So he's a very worthy candidate. Before Kishore Kishori, and Srila Prabhupada, and your spiritual master, and all the devotees. The initiation vows are that you chant how many rounds of the beads each day?
360.
And the rules that you'll follow?
96, intoxication,
and you're make your very best effort to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings very carefully for the rest of your life. Yeah. So your initiated name is Advaita Chandra Das. Srila Prabhupada, when he was a grahastha, used to go to Shantipur at the home of Advaita Acharya. And the pujari who was there remembers one elderly grihastha would come and chant all day long. And he was crying while he was chanting. And at the end he paid obeisances for a long time. So he didn't want to interrupt this elderly Vaishnava while he was chanting. He was obviously experiencing something while he was chanting. So he went and asked him, are you okay? Is everything, is anything I can do to help you? And he said, my Guru Maharaj has asked me to go to the West and give Lord Chaitanya's teachings there. And I don't feel qualified. But I have to do it. And then sometime later, this went on in intervals of time. Sometime later, he saw the same man wearing sannyas dress coming and doing the same thing. Those of you who have been to Shantipur, there's the main temple, and then there's the back area where Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Nityananda would sit and discuss Krishna Katha and plan the spreading of Krishna consciousness. And that's where Prabhupada was. So then he was chanting, wearing sannyas dress, same thing, crying and crying. With great feeling, he wasn't just chanting to finish his rounds. He was calling upon the holy name of the Lord and praying to Advaita Acharya to enable him somehow. So the priest, the pujari, came and said, you're wearing sannyas dress. He said, yes. Tomorrow, I'm leaving on a boat to go to America. And I've just been praying to Advaita Acharya and Lord Chaitanya to kindly somehow make it possible for me to fulfill this instruction of my spiritual master, although I don't have the qualification. It's my order, I must do it. Then a long time passed, and a group of Western Vaishnavas came to Shantipur, and they had big kirtan, and one of them gave him a back of Godhead magazine. And on the back cover was Prabhupada's picture. He was so excited, he went straight to Mayapur and said, I know this person, and told the story. So, you can meditate on that meaning, Advaita. Chandra means moon, so the moon-like feature. Advaita Acharya invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to descend. Srila Prabhupada went to the home of Advaita Acharya to plead with him, cry to him and Lord Chaitanya. It may have also gone to the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, but to Shantipur, because Advaita Acharya is so merciful. He can call Lord Chaitanya to come and appear. Chant every day? Okay. And the rules that you'll follow? Even if you're speaking softly, Kishore, Kishore, Kishore. And you'll try your very best to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings carefully for the rest of your life, right? Initiated name is Krishna Priya Dasa. Needs no explanation. Krishna Priya. Venkat and Radha. Kishori's going to take vows too, huh? He's going to make sure you give the right answers. How many rounds a day? And we'll follow which rules? And along with your daughter, Kishore, we'll follow the Chula Prabhupada's teaching very carefully, yes? The initiated name is Vibhu Chaitanya. Ask Krishna Smarana sometime later about details of Vibhu Chaitanya. But I'll tell you a little bit right now. He left his body about a year ago, a year and a half ago, something like that. Prabhupada disciple. And such pure devotion that he was loved by everybody. And he loved everybody, and he just served Radha Shama Sundar literally from morning till night. Took initiation from Prabhupada. Prabhupada sent him to Vrindavan, and from that point on, he just served Radha Shama Sundar till his body wouldn't work anymore. He was laid in the bed and chanted all day. Such a wonderful devotee. He knows, because he. Vibhu, there's Anu and there's Vibhu. Vibhu Chaitanya. Vibhu Chaitanya and his wife have been very enthusiastic to serve all the devotees and make advances in Krishna consciousness. They've been very eagerly looking forward to becoming initiated. Right, sure. So, you arouse, you chant how many rounds each day? Okay. And the rules that you have? Yeah. Okay, very good. And you'll follow your husband as he follows all of us teaching. Okay? You're initiated in this. Krishna Priya, Radha Priya. Which is better? To be dear to Radha or to be dear to Krishna? And I conclude it is the same. Because one who is dear to Radha is dear to Krishna. One who is dear to Krishna is dear to Radha. All right. Siddharth, and your wife? That's these two devotees, a number of you here in Chicago don't know that your wife paid basis to them. But they've been trained very, very carefully over here. Next to your husband. By Krishna Smarana for a number of years, and they're very nice devotees. Very careful. Very nice followers of Srila Prabhupada. Very happy that they've been in this world today. So the four rules that you follow?
No illicit sex, no meditating, no gambling, no intoxication.
Okay. And the number of rounds you chant every day?
Minimum 16 rounds.
Minimum 16 rounds. And you'll also follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings carefully, yes?
Yes.
Rest of the night. The initiated name is Bhakti Siddhanta. Big footsteps. Bhakti Siddhanta. Siddhanta. The conclusion, the end of all knowledge about devotion. Don't imitate. Follow. Bhakti. please sit down, sit down. Okay. Your initiation vows are to chant how many rounds on these beads every day? Okay, and the four rules you'll follow? Okay, and you'll follow Srila Prabhupada's teaching very carefully, yes? So your initiated name is Krishni Dasa.
Hari!
Krishni is the wife of Sutapa, and Krishni Garba was the first of the appearances that Krishna made. Krishni Garba and Ramana and Krishna. But they started it all. Sutapa and Krishna underwent austerities for a long time in order to have a son like Krishna. But of course, there's no son like Krishna. There's only one. Well, Krishna came three times. Kosalya? Auspicious, I can't. Okay. Where's your son? Oh, there he is. Okay. On these beads, you'll chant how many rounds each day? 16. And follow which principles? Follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings carefully, yes? Initiated name is Dhriti Dasa. Dhriti is a name you will find in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna describes this as one of the qualities of women. I am, and one of them is Dhriti. And Dhriti means steadfastness. So to be a nice devotee, one has to be very clear what the practice of Krishna consciousness is and be very steadfast in keeping that, or even meditating that way. Lost track here. Jamie. Jamie's wife is here. Where's Jamie's wife?
Behind your house.
Okay.
Hi, Paul.
It was not an easy thing for the three of them to come. Three of them means there's a child on the way. Jamie lives in a very remote place. You know that part of Michigan, this little thing that's stuck off over the other end of one of those great lakes? That's where he lives. They call it the Upper Peninsula. He doesn't get much association of devotees, but his dear friend Natalia came from Minneapolis to be present and witness his vows and his initiation. Yeah. Heading back to go to work tomorrow, so we have to hurry up and finish our program here. Without having association, it's not easy. I don't recommend anyone tries it. But his circumstance is such that that's what his job is, and he's very sincere to practice Krishna consciousness in the way he has. And I give a lot of credit to his wife for her support of him in helping Jamie make this step in Krishna consciousness, and may you continue unfalteringly. So your initiation vows are, we'll chant how many rounds each day? Okay. And the rules that you'll follow? And we'll follow Sri Prabhupada's teaching very happily, yes? As you are now. Okay. Your initiated name is Jai Nimai Das.
Hey!
I was thinking, his name actually has always been Jai Nimai. They just said Jamie wrong. Jai Nimai Jamie. It's a corruption of Jai Nimai.
How do you know?
Lord Nityananda is most merciful. Take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and call to him for his mercy, and you will find he is most merciful. Jai Nimai Das. Jamie, Jai Nimai. Jai Nimai. Tell your mom, she just got a little card. It should have been Jai Nimai. Aruna? And why don't we, Preeti, come also? Together. These, sit over here, so I can face you. These two ladies are very faithfully serving their husbands, who are doing some very important service, interacting with college students.
Come over here, so we can
slide around. There you go. And very carefully trained by Krishna Smarana and by their very qualified husbands. You're very fortunate to have such nice facility to grow in Krishna consciousness nicely. I'm very, very confident that you'll continue the capable care that Krishna's providing you. The rounds that you chant every day? Minimum 16. And the four rules that you follow? And you'll follow your husband who's already carefully followed Srila Prabhupada's teaching. The initiated name is Kshama Dasi.
Hari!
Kshama means peaceful and perseverant, because the same verse from Bhagavad Gita as Vritti is Kshama. So if you'll chant how many rounds each day? Okay, so you're way over there, you can't hear her. And the rules that you follow? And you'll follow your very qualified husband as he's carefully following through the Prabhupada's teachings. Your initiated name is Rati Kali. I have these written down so that if you want to know the spelling, I have them. I give them Bhakti Srangi, you come get them and you can circulate them. Rati Kelly means It's a name of Krishna. It's a name of describing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Rati Kali. Rati Kali Sindhai. The very attractive, loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Okay, so the venerable initiates, after the ceremony, I'll see you all upstairs. We'll give you the entire few mantras.